92.9 WBPM. Happy to have Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan on the telephone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing? What's up?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. You know, we are continuing to hang in there, and I think starting to see some encouraging signs in the data and the numbers. So
yeah,
we are cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I was watching the town hall yesterday. You said that's good news. You have now close to, 600 people recovered? That's almost double from last week, correct?
We've more than doubled the number recovered. So yeah, 582 recovered. We are seeing the number of new positive cases each day go down,
good,
even as we test more and more people. So that's another good sign. Our probably the most encouraging sign, the number of folks in hospitals, you know, that are so sick that they need to be hospitalized, was 24 last week, and now it's down to 14. So
that is
very good news for a bunch of reasons. And so again, we're going to keep our eye on the ball and make sure we don't lose that positive momentum, but it is encouraging in terms of, you know, the conditions to safely and responsibly reopen as we do that planning and thinking. We're not there yet, but we are definitely trending in the right direction.
Now, the reopening, that's going to be done on a regional basis, am I right?
That's right, which obviously makes sense given all the connectivity and the interplay between our counties and this region. Yesterday, seven counties in the Hudson Valley, we all agreed to share information, best practices, and really coordinate closely among us so that there's a common protocol and experience for all of our residents and businesses. So I think that's a positive sign, and we'll take those recommendations and coordinate those with Governor Cuomo and the state. And I think everybody wants to do this in the right way and together, which is to do it carefully and thoughtfully. But we do need to get people back to work, and we're mindful of that.
Well, we're talking to Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Tell me about the lawn care facilities. Is everybody being tested, sir?
They are. We 2 weeks ago made a priority to proactively test every resident, every staff member of all of our senior facilities, of which we have 13 in Ulster County. We're continuing to make headway there. We're testing another facility this week, possibly starting today. The governor and his team have agreed to provide all of the additional few thousand tests that we need to do that. And so that is very, very important, I know, to lots of folks, including my family. My grandmother is in one of our facilities. We haven't been able to test yet, and I know how worried many are about their loved ones. So we are working hard. That's really my number one priority in terms of the healthcare response, is our senior facilities and taking care of our seniors and their families.
Another question that has come up quite a bit. Where can people go who are having problems with unemployment? Any suggestions?
Yeah, we know there are thousands of Ulster County residents that have already filed and many others that are working to file. So the state, New York State, as many people know, runs that operation, and their website is the first place to go and work, and they've been working hard to improve the experience there. But if folks are having trouble, you can call our Ulster County Economic Development Team, and we are set up to help folks navigate that. And so a good starting point there is our hotline, which is 845-443-8888. You can also go on ulstercountyny.gov. We have all that information there. And we are definitely here to help. If you're not getting what you need at the state level, we'll do everything we can to assist you.
Project Resilience, man, that's taken off like crazy. Over 100,000 meals provided, right? That's from the restaurants, right?
That's right. Yeah, this is one of our real points of pride in the county. We've now delivered over 125,000 meals over the last few weeks across every corner of Ulster County. Thousands of households that were worried about having food for them and their loved ones are now taken care of. And it's all been a volunteer effort, and it's all been funded by generous philanthropic donors in our county. So it's really, really incredible, honestly. And every day that I look at those numbers, I am very humbled and proud of what we've done.
Very nicely done. And the next town hall is tomorrow afternoon, 2:00. If you're not watching it, I highly recommend you do, because it's a lot of wealth of information there.
Yeah, we're doing every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 o'clock. So the next one will be tomorrow. And if you miss it, if you miss it live, it's streamed on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Ulster County Executive page. And we're just doing our best to get everybody all the information, to let the facts and the data really guide all of our decisions. And so we will continue to do that. And I appreciate everybody hanging in there. I know this is hard, but the work that we've all done has absolutely had an impact in bringing these numbers down and getting us to where we are. So thank you to everybody for that.
Well, nicely done. Thank you. You're doing a great job. And we thank you, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, for taking a minute this morning. Do appreciate that. Talk to you soon, sir. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.